Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 30 of GDN, the podcast. I'm joined again with Daniel Art. It is basically until I leave for uni.
Yeah, you guys are going to be seeing me on here.
Until I leave.
Until we reach the final days. And then he's going to move.
Until we reach the Last Supper.
Yeah, and it's really upsetting.
Because the final day is what?
What?
What's the final day?
The final day is when he moves. And he's probably moving the day after my birthday. Like, there's no...
I am.
Yeah, it's like there's no decorum.
But I mean...
The audacity.
When do you want me to move?
Like... Actually, it'd probably be better if you left before.
That's crazy. That's actually crazy.
I could get over it and just, like, have fun. But, you know, after I've had fun and then I'm going to, like, go upstairs and be like, oh, my God, Gideon. And then he's not going to be here. It's just so sad. He just can't. He can't deal with it, guys.
But anyway, okay, shut up now. Please. Anyway, guys, we're here today to gather around celebrating the 30th birthday, I'm joking.
Yeah, it's the 30th episode, guys.
30th episode. It is a big milestone.
Yeah.
You know, this podcast hasn't been the most consistent at times. It's taken nearly 2 years to get here, but you know, we're here, finally.
2 years to make 30 episodes is crazy.
Okay, but like, where are your episodes?
Incoming.
Thank you. Thank your solo you. Ones, where are they?
Incoming.
I feel like I'd actually be really interested to like listen to an episode if just you, because I'd want to see how you'd host it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can never like talk about one thing for longer than 2 minutes.
Oh, I honestly can't.
so the way you'd be jumping around, because yeah. If you listen to the solo episodes I have on here, yeah, they have structure. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But the episodes that I have with you, that's when we're jumping around every 2 seconds. Yeah, start talking about one thing and we end up talking about the most heinous, unrelated thing, bro.
Funner, because you're like on a journey with us.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's more entertaining for the audio.
Okay.
For the audio listener, right?
For the audio
listener.
Please, you're out of your depth, bro.
Yeah, I am.
You have no idea.
Don't worry. I'm about to take over.
Take over when? Take over what? Take over who? Anyway, today we're here. It's kind of a mixed match of an episode because we have some dilemmas that we need to talk through. The first dilemma today comes from somebody who I love indeed. One of my greatest inspirations in life. I do generally want to be that person. You can't say the person's name.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, good.
But the person saved us, Princess.
No, it's Princess and their name. No. You're going to make that. Daniela, man, why are you making this sound crazy, bro?
No, I'm joking. It's joking. It's just JK.
Anyway, dilemma that has been sent from said princess is my dilemma. I just get so easily distracted when I look at myself in the mirror. And, like, it's becoming such an issue. I'll be staring at myself for hours, you know. And in response, you know, when I saw this on my Snaps chats, you know, I was like, you know, me too, sis. You know, I'll give you some amazing advice.
Do you
advice.
Know what it is? That's not even a
It's
dilemma.
Not even, that's what I was going to say. You don't, you haven't, like, my advice for you is to keep doing what you're doing, yeah. Bev. You're
keep doing
exactly,
what you're doing.
You're doing exactly what you're meant
keep
to do.
Doing what you're doing.
As my inspiration.
Wherever you're
can
doing.
You stop?
Yeah, keep doing it. Do you know what I mean? Now you get the point. Now I've harnessed your ears. Now you're really listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying keep doing what you're doing, because at the end of the day, you're not really hurting anyone by it.
Mums.
Like, do you know what I mean? Even if there's someone around you and they see you looking at yourself, it's like...
They can stop looking at you.
Fuck off. Like,
if they don't like it, they can stop looking at you.
Yeah.
So, really,
but you can't stop looking at yourself. Mums, really,
you're going to have to see yourself all the time.
Exactly.
You may as well like it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You may as well fall in love every time you look at yourself
exactly.
in the mirror. If you walk past shops here and you don't look at the glass look at your reflection, you're just ugly.
100%.
That's when you know you're ugly and you've just admitted it to yourself. Because if you can walk past a shop and not look at the glass and look at your reflection,
that's
tough times for you. Tough times for you. That's what I have to say. That is literally all I have to say. But when I talk about my narcissism, you know,
yeah,
you really love, so you actually, you've calmed down recently, but in the past you're really like, did you need narcissist? Do you think I still give narcissist?
I didn't know what narcissist meant until like this year,
until I got diagnosed with narcissism.
Yeah. And then it all came, like, it made sense to me.
Wow.
Wow. I'm joking, no, though, but TBH, it's like, I've met people who, like, Gideon, you're not, like, the vainest person I know. Like, you're not a complete narcissist.
Yeah, but the people confuse being vain and being narcissistic. Yeah, that's the thing. That's not what narcissism is. Narcissism, there's strands to the narcissism, do you know what I mean? So there's the type of narcissism where you lack empathy, which is my type of narcissism. If I don't care about you, I don't care about you.
Even
and I genuinely mean
guys,
that.
Guys,
I genuinely mean that.
Do you know
I
what's even more wild? Even if he does care about you, he will still laugh at you while
yeah,
you
yeah, but that's because I...
There's no explaining that. There's actually no explaining that. You're just... No words. But do you know what it is, guys?
It's all out of love, really. Yeah, it's actually because I'll give you good advice after.
Yeah.
I just need to get out.
Yeah, and also, like...
Would you have me lie to your face?
It builds character because the amount of times I've had, like, you know... I've been, like, you know, in a downer. And I'm like, okay, let me go talk to my brother about it. And he's like... Exactly. That's exactly what he does. And I'm just sitting there like, right.
No, you can't just look right. at me like that, bro. That's not fair. That's not fair, bro.
No, but honestly, it does build character. Because then you're just like...
You learn to think before you come to me with an issue.
Not even that.
No. It's like, now you know not to come to me with unserious things. Because I will just laugh
No,
at
but
you.
it was quite serious. I won't lie to you.
No, Daniel, what was it really? Was it really? Come on, let's be serious.
Serious?
On a scale of 1 to 10, maximum I'm giving it is a 5.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Like, maximum.
No, but TBH, yeah? Yeah, like I was saying, it does develop character. It's like when you, like, not bully, but, like, you know when you, like, kind of, you have that type of friendship with a person where it's, like, you kind of just, you know, what is it?
Banter.
But it sometimes is? The banter, you know, drags a bit. But it's like, if you're a strong character, even if you're not a strong character, naturally you'll form into a stronger character and you'll be able to handle just, you know, if someone was saying to you, saying that, like saying, basically, if you have a fat nose and your friend was making
what
a joke. No, let me make it, give you like, let me
okay,
put it into
on,
perspective.
Go on.
If you had a fat nose and your friend was making a joke about how you have a fat nose, you could probably, you know, firm it as they're your friend and that's a joke. But like, imagine it comes to the day where someone actually says you have a fat nose
and you don't know the person
and you know what I mean, so you're probably going to handle it a bit more better because you already know that your friend's made a joke about you having
a
fat nose.
So you're ready for it.
Yeah, you're ready
but
for it.
I don't know, now you're making it sound like I take digs at you. I don't do that.
No, it's not even
it's
that.
When I'm saying I lack empathy, it's like I'll be like, to be fair though, that we need to talk about what happened but not about what happened. Yeah, because, you know I mean? Basically something very bad happened the other night. Me and my sister.
Guys, me and my brother are two different people. I swear down.
No, this is even a new segment. Nadine. I said her name.
Oh no. But do you know what it is? It's freak out. Enjoy it while it rains in you, baby.
I mean, to be fair, they can't really reach her, and it's not even like it was a personal dilemma.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, it was just on my mind.
Well, at least I didn't say it.
But I don't think she has a problem. I'll even ask her before I post the episode. If she has a problem with it, then we'll
just
record the
it.
Segment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll get that consent from her just to know it's okay. Do you know what I mean? But we do need to move on to another segment for this story because this story is juicy. I'm
it
telling
is
you,
crazy.
It's the juiciest, toosiest story you'll ever hear
in
your life.
Oh, my God.
So, guys. So this was happening on Saturday, the 27th of August, yeah, very early in the mornings, yeah. Me and my sister, we went out, we were going on a walk, as we do at these late times in the mornings. Why do we go on the walks at these late times?
Because we
want to
keep fit.
I work and I finish at like 12 and the stars are cute. And nighttime's cute, there's no people around.
Yeah.
Like, I was saying this pretty much the whole year, and Danielle was like, no, but now she's seeing why. Do you know what I mean?
No, because...
Nighttime is better.
It's
like.
Only because, like, I was not allowed to go out during the night times.
But now you are.
But yeah.
Because me.
Yeah.
Facts.
So when he leaves, like, literally, I won't be able to go on walks or shit.
Yeah, facts. You'll be abandoned back in the house.
Yeah.
Like a donkey.
Like a house slave.
Like a slave.
Yeah.
Not a house slave, just a slave.
Okay, yeah, because I don't do much around the house door.
Yeah, you don't do nothing. No. You're just jackal. But anyway, you don't do jackal or hide. Anyway, so basically, we're sitting on this bench, you know, having a little break. We're listening to music, whatever. And me and my sister can hear voices. And we're just like, meh. So we keep listening to, like, a couple more songs. And Daniel's like, can you hear that? And I'm like, no, yeah, I can, but, like...
It just sounded
normal.
Yeah.
It sounded nothing out of the ordinary. We're just like, okay, whatever. And then bear in mind, like, this bench is just in the middle of a green near a pond. Yeah. So it's a bit far away from these, like, flats that are on the side of the screen. So I'm surprised we could hear it over the music because the music was on full volume on the speaker, yeah. I'm surprised we could hear it. But then we're hearing it, and then it starts getting louder and louder. Yeah. And we're just like, no, this isn't normal. Like, it stopped sounding like something that was like an everyday conversation, sound like an argument. We were just like, okay, so what's going on? What's the tea?
Bear in mind, like, where we were hearing the sounds from, like, because sometimes when we go on these walks, we always sit at the bench anyway. Mm. So then we always see that these lights are on in this flat anyway. So we're just like, you know, because one time we were sitting at the bench and they were having a party or they were
playing loud music.
So I was like, you know, it's not that day.
Yeah.
It's really not that
day. It's always that same flat.
Yeah. So then, you know, the voices started getting louder.
Mm.
And what I could hear was screaming.
Screaming and shouting.
And it was getting a bit aggressive.
It was getting a bit intense.
And I was like, oh. So we paused the music, guys.
We paused the music. And then, like, we see, like, after, like, 30 seconds of us going, like, oh, what's going on? Like, people just shouting. We see a man and a woman, like, walk from around the building and walk into the building. And as they're walking into the building, the woman's, like, shouting.
Yeah.
She's shouting. What's she shouting?
Don't fucking touch my body.
Don't fucking touch my body.
But she wasn't white, guys. Don't get mixed up.
No,
with
I think...
I don't think she was white. She was probably... She was black.
She wasn't black. I think she was light skin.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is black.
No, I know, but as in like...
Oh, yeah. As in when you say black, you mean dark skin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. She was black, but... Yeah, she goes... Don't fucking touch my body.
Yeah, but yeah, in that accent, which is very confusing. I was like, I guess. But no. So basically, we did a podcast, yeah. Well, not a podcast. We just recorded something because we wanted to have something from the night recorded. Like, after everything happened, me and my sister recorded something. And during that recording, my sister was making the most jokes, like, doing accents and everything, trying to make it funny. I was like, that is some traumatizing shit, bro.
Do you know what it is? Guys, after we tell you the story, you understand how traumatizing it is. But just in general, going through traumatizing stuff, like, I can't help but make jokes about it because it's like,
I understand, but this was actually,
but it's like, it was straight after.
No, this was like 5 minutes after,
guys.
It happened,
bear in mind, after like everything went down, and this, oh, because we need to say the story, but after everything went down, I was even hyperventilating.
No, it was peak. Let's tell the story quickly.
Okay.
So the lady shouting, don't put your hands on my body,
don't touch my body,
and we're just, that's when me and Danielle, like, sirens, like, alarms, like, this isn't good. So they're shouting as they're walking into the building. We're like, okay, at least it's just shouting, like, they're not...
Yeah.
Like, nothing's happening over yet, do you know what I mean?
And then when they go back into the building, I think we realised that there was other people in the flat.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, they've gone back into the building shouting.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everybody else in the flat is probably alarmed, so they're going, oh, what the hell?
Yeah, like, what's coming up? Like, what's happening? And then we start hearing, like, slaps and punches and, like, shit falling around the place,
and
like, pans falling down.
And screaming,
and,
like...
And she's screaming, like, crazy. We could hear it from this screen that's at least minimum, like, 40, 50 metres away.
Yeah.
Minimum. Do you know what I mean? So we're just like, nah, this is not good. Like, so we probably, like, we... And then we also hear the person inside the flat go, like, oh, like, why are you hitting her? Like, why are you touching her?
Yeah, don't touch her.
Don't touch her. Like, so there's a girl saying, don't touch her, like, who's not the girl who's getting beaten up in this scenario. Oh, we should put trigger warning.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Trigger warning, guys. Sorry.
If you made it this way through, we're very proud of you.
Yeah, I mean, we did say it was going to be traumatizing, so that was your trigger warning. Yeah. I can't lie. But anyway, so, yeah, this lady, like, we hear the onlookers being like, oh yeah, why are you touching her? You don't have to be hitting her, blah, 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 all this stuff. And this is going on for like a good, so like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm like to my sister, like, we're just looking in shock. Like, we can just see like shadows moving around and we just couldn't see anything really. Like, we didn't know what was going on. And we're just in shock sitting on the bench. Like, we're just like staring at it. Like, we're just both frozen. I was like,
and then
eventually,
it dawns on
Gideon. Yeah, no, on me. It specified that it's on me.
Like,
the whole time, anything that took brains to work, it was just me. This girl was actually just a passenger. She was doing nothing.
No. I was literally, guys, you know, like, can I say how traumatizing it was to watch that? The fact that I was just stuck. I was literally stuck in place.
She was just frozen.
I couldn't move, like.
So I'm just like, okay, no, this is bad. Like, we should call the police. So I'm like, okay, let's call the police. So I call 999.
Now we go boom, boom, boom.
We go 999.
Now it goes
cool.
Beep. And it goes, what service do you want? What provider, whatever do you want?
Yeah, what emergency service would you like?
And we're like, police, please. And
we're not like police. We're like, police, we need fucking police.
Fucking police,
like,
get the fucking police on the line.
And then, the police have the audacity.
This is what they said.
The authenticity.
We pick up the phone, we're thinking, oh, the police are just going to automatically run the line.
Yeah, because the operator came on, The operator came on immediately. So we're like, come, put us through to the police, 2 seconds, we'll be talking to them, innit?
But this is what we heard. Okay, guys, you ready? They're like,
due to the exceptional problems.
Due to the acceptable problems in the fucking UK because the police are shit. We can't put you on the line for the police are going to have to hold.
All of our operators are busy at the moment, so please stay on the line.
You're telling me all the operators. Brev. All of them.
Hire more people, bro. I know they have police cuts, I understand, but blame the Tories for that, number one. Yeah, guys, you know, as we're all becoming of voting age very soon, if I hear any of you, if you listen to this podcast and you have even the slightest nook in your mind that you're going to ever vote Conservative in your life,
just think about
never listen. No. Never listen to my podcast again. I don't want you here. I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't
also,
care.
Think about the situation.
Yeah,
because you know, at the end of the day, that girl could have been in. We still don't know.
We still don't know what happened.
We still don't know what happened. But let's continue the story.
Please,
guys.
Okay, yeah. So we call. Sorry, do you want to? Do you want to tell
I'm
us?
I'm gonna part? Say this. Go, bit,
on,
right?
go on, go on.
So then now we get like, so he's calling the police now. We've been on, you know, the. Please hold, you know, the everyone's busy.
For 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, so then I'm like, fuck this, you know. I go on my phone and, you know, when you press the 2 buttons to turn it off, it has SOS. So yeah. I'm just like using my initiative at this point. And I'm just like, emergency SOS must go through quick because imagine if you're literally dying.
Yeah.
So then I called that. We got to like this actual person. We're talking to a human now.
Yeah.
And the human's like, you know, what's happening? Do you need help? What's happening? And I'm basically shouting down. I'm almost crying, but I couldn't cry because I was literally like shivering. My voice was shivering like... We need police.
Yeah,
we
you're
help.
Quaking, babe. You're actually quaking.
And then Gideon literally goes crazy. Like, when both of the phones weren't answering, he goes, help!
No, I stopped. No. This is, no, you're taking the piss. This is why I wasn't letting you take it the street. Because this was serious, yeah? This was fucking serious. Stop it! Stop laughing, bro! Stop laughing. So I'm just like, the police aren't answering the phone, yeah? And this is coming up to like 5 minutes now, yeah? And... I'm just like, no, we actually need to do something. Like,
the slaps
were still going
worse.
On. Like, it was going worse. Like, people were screaming, like, whatever. We're like, we can't just sit here and not do anything. So, I was first, I was like, should we go? Which was very dumb.
Yeah, because we thought we were going to die at some point. Like, we were like, I was so shook. I thought they were going to, like, whip out some knives and guns. And
but
shit.
Realistically, we heard that the guy was drunk. I probably could have had him easy 1-2 punch. But still, anyway. So, I'm like, oh, first of all, I was like, oh, should we go there? Like, should we go to the flat? And then Danielle just didn't say anything. I was like, okay, fine. She's not on it. And then I was like, okay, fine. Let's call the police. And then the police are taking 5 minutes. So I start screaming. Bear in mind, I've got a very loud voice, Eli.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just like, help! Help! We need help! Like, we need help. Bear in mind, all of these stupid fucking neighbors, all of them kept quiet.
Yeah. But bear in mind, the lights turned
no on. One's lights turned on. It was crazy. I was like, and they definitely heard it. I'm sorry, because the people in the flat having the fight, heard it.
And we were, like, so far away.
We were very far away. They heard it. And within, like, 20 seconds of me shouting help, the lights turned off. And everything just went quiet. I was like, feck, bro. This is crazy. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. This is crazy. So we're like, no, we need to go. We need to leave. This is why we're still, like, waiting for the police to go through, yeah. And then.
Yeah, so that's when my provider comes through and then I'm telling him about, I'm just like literally screaming on the phone saying, please, can you connect us to the police? Like, please, like.
We and your help. One was actually really helpful,
yeah,
innit?
Yeah, he was like, being really kind. Like, oh my God, guys, can we tell, let's tell people about how this guy, when he called the police, yeah, the woman that answered the phone.
No, mum, she was just like, okay, so where was it? What's happened?
Where are you? You're and hearing a woman.
Bruv, I wasn't even she wasn't even hitting the keyboard with any sort of velocity, bro. Like, she was just doing it regularly,
yeah,
like
she was going,
typing some essays. She was just doing it was peak. There was no meek, nothing. She was just like, okay, so you heard a female getting hit.
No, because this is what happened, yeah.
No,
she goes, no, but like, she answers the phone and then we're, you know, saying where we are, where we're at. She goes, I say, so what exactly happened? And now Gideon's explaining what happened. And now she's like, wait, slow down.
Am I, bro, down. Is this not your job to be fast at typing? Like, I'm sorry, take it down. This is crazy. And then she's asking me, oh, like, where did it happen? Or blah, blah, blah. What did you see? Like, I'm like, bro, like, can you? And she's just talking to me in the most monotonous voice possible. She's just like, okay, so now this is what happened. So I'm going to read that back to you. Can you confirm this is what happened? Bro, I still haven't finished the story, okay? You still don't know the worst part. And she's like, can I repeat? Shut up, bro.
Isn't it?
Just take it down and do all of this after. So yeah, anyway. So then she just disappears. Because remember, I'm just like, hello?
Yeah, and then she's gone.
And then she's just gone. And then my phone's just like, oh yeah, you're back to the operator. Do you need to still talk to the police? I'm just like, well, yeah, she just hung up on me, bro. This is crazy.
She literally took down, women is getting beat. All right, yeah, all right. All right. And then she just did.
And she just hanged the phone up. And I was just like, nah. I was like, what the hell? I was like, that's when I was like, to you. I literally said this. Bear in mind, the severity of the situation. Me and Danielle are both shaking, quaking, running away from this place, yeah? And I'm just like, this is why I understand why people say fuck the police. Because if you call the ambulance, yes, they might be busy. But it's never like, what's happened? Your neck and your head are disconnected. okay, that's oh, there's a lot of blood. Oh, damn, that's tough, I guess. That's tough, I guess. When you call the fire and the fire department, yeah, they're never like, oh, what? You got a 150-story building going up in flames. Is it?
How big are how long are the flames?
Yeah, mum.
To measure how long the flames
in
are.
In inches.
Yeah,
in
like,
inches.
What?
In inches. You know. What's the temperature actually? You know, like what's actually
is
the temperature?
Is it a bit hot?
No. Is it over 350 degrees? Because if it isn't over 350 degrees, I'm sorry, but that's not an emergency.
Can you feel your skin melting? No, you can't.
Can you breathe?
You can't feel your skin
None
melting.
None of that happens with the police or the ambulance. But when you call the... I'm sorry, with the fire and the ambulance.
Yeah.
But when you call the police and you're waiting 5, 6, 7 minutes, like now I'm thinking... Bear in mind, this was at, what, like 4 in the morning now?
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, it should not be busy.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand club fights, whatever. That shit's happening at 2 a.m. though. Do you know what I mean?
At 4 a.m.
4 in the AMs. And people are saying, like, they're like, yeah, we can't, shut up, bro. And then, so now we've done that, we've called the police, and your person does the person's job.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, can you get the name of the building? We go get the name of the building. We describe everything. And Daniela's operator does everything and just like, okay, thank you, bye. So we're done. I'm like, to my sister, we need to go home now. And then we can hear voices coming out of the building. And we're like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
We're like, ah, shit. So then... Like, I personally thought that it was a delivery guy because there was a motorbike outside the flat.
No, but guys, he's not even saying the story right. Because when I was on the phone to my operator, he said, go closer. So we went closer to read the name of the thing.
Oh, yeah, to read the name of the building.
The man who was hitting the girl,
yeah,
supposedly, he came out and unchained his back and then he went back in.
Yeah.
And then when we were done with the operator, he came back out.
Yeah.
And then this time he was shouting like, fuck you guys, man, fuck you.
And then we could hear like, a voice from inside being like, a woman being like, no, you can't do that. You're drunk. Like, you can't do that. You're drunk. So he's getting on his motorbike now. And he's about to, like, drive off.
And we're shitting ourselves.
We're like, we don't know if he's seen us. We don't know if he's heard us. Like, he could come here and try and gudump us. Like, it's actually very peak for us if he knows that we're here. So we're just, like, walking down the road, basically, trying to get back home. And we're just in the open, like, because it was a green. Do you know what I mean? We're just in the open. Mm. So the guy gets on his motorbike and he starts, like, traveling towards our direction.
He starts vrooming, guys. Like, that's vrooming. How you know he was serious. He was vrooming.
Like, he was vrooming, like. And so I was like... To my sister, I was like, nah, he actually can't see us. All this is going on in my head within the space of like a second.
Yeah.
Basically. I'm like, nah, he can't see us because if he sees us, it's peak.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm like to my sister.
He's like, we need to run.
No, I'm like, we need to run. I'm like, Daniela, get behind this car now.
And then we ran.
And this girl was just standing. She was just standing there. I'm running. I'm behind the car already. And she's just there.
Guys,
I'm just
everything
like,
was commuting. Like, everything was going to my brain so slow. Like, I swear, if I was in the life or death situation, I would have been dead already. Like,
no,
if
mums,
wasn't there,
because
I
did
dead.
Everything. I was the one who called the police. I was the one who told us to leave the bench, like where we were, and I was the one who told us to get behind the car so we weren't seen. If you were by yourself, you would have been gazumped. I'm sorry, you would have been finished.
Bro.
You would have been finished. He would have seen you sitting on the bench because you still would have been there, and he would have just inhaled you,
isn't
and
it?
You'd have been done. He would have killed you and dumped your body in the pond. No one's searching that pond for a
isn't
body.
It?
I'm sorry.
That pond.
So you would never been found. You'd have been devoured. Maybe it's a good thing that you're not going out when I'm not here.
Yeah, no, it's actually crazy.
So now I understand. This is
now
crazy.
Now we're behind the car and, you know, he rooms past.
And we're just like, fuck, bruv.
Yeah.
And then this is when we start walking like normal. And then, like, we're just walking home, whatever. And this is when we start recording the like, voice recording, talking about what happened. Like, straight after. And then Daniela starts... Bear in mind, this girl, after the guy vroomed away, this girl's standing there, like, bare shaking. Basically, I thought she was about to have, like, a panic attack,
No, I did
basically.
Have a panic
like,
attack.
She was like, mid-panic attack. And I was just like, no, Daniela, breathe in. I was doing this because I thought she was about to collapse, bro.
No.
I was like, she was shaking, like, crazy. And then, like, 5 minutes later, she's just like... Pah! Meow! I was like, wait. I was like, pause. What steps did we skip?
Oh.
How did we get here?
Oh, guys.
It's actually very crazy. So when Daniela says, yeah, you know, when my trauma response is humor, she's not even that funny.
I'm actually not.
You're not that funny.
It's just the fact that I have to laugh or I will actually cry. Like, I couldn't believe that that just happened. And I really prayed that that woman was okay. Because I was even like,
mums.
Need to stay to see if the police come.
Yeah, and I was like, no, we can't do that. We've done our job. Because that's not our job.
Yeah.
Our job is not to... make sure the police come, because even then we'll still be just waiting for the police. Do you know what I mean? So hopefully the police did their job. Hopefully the woman's okay. Guys, if you're ever in a situation where, you know, you can see something like that happening, do your best to try help the person. Don't risk like your own safety unless, you know, it's absolutely necessary.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Obviously this guy got on the bike and drunk drove. He probably I'm very surprised if he went wherever he was going and got back, like, all in one piece.
Yeah.
And he even said when he was driving off, I really hope he crashes.
Because he's a dickhead.
No, it was actually crazy. Like, the screaming was... it was the screaming that was the traumatic part for me. Like, I could hear it in my head, bro. Like, oh, please, I might need therapy after. I'm actually... That's not even a joke. That's not even a bit. But it was oh, nightmare. Nightmare. Bear in mind, this happened all on my mum's birthday. Crazy.
Yeah, it's such a weird day for that. Crazy. It's
so weird. So, so odd. And I was just like... Damn, so now, yesterday we went back there when we went on our walk and we were just like, nah, this ain't the vibe. Bear in mind, there was a fat party yesterday on the road opposite us, yeah. So there was just so many people when I came back from work. Bear in mind, I finished work at 12, like, midnight. So there was so many people at my outside my house at, like, 1 a.m. And we go, like, to the bench. This is, like, 2, 3 a.m. And there's just people walking through and there's just so many people everywhere. We're just hearing voices all the time. So we're just like, our heads are just spinning. And it's just, it was just too much. No, I was like, it's too much.
We were vibing, yeah. There was this point where we were vibing, yeah. Because there's, like, this, like, hotel, like, where we were sitting near the bench.
Yeah.
So I guess there was, like, a wedding there or something.
Something.
So
some
sort
of party.
So people were kind of cutting across, like, through the pathway where the bench was.
Mm.
And we're just vibing with the music, yeah, you know, just chilling. And then just this lady was so the fattest bum I've ever seen in my life, guys. The fattest bum on my life.
Then Yash was
Nyash. When she walked past, I could not take my eyes off her bum. It was even
no, Danielle was staring.
Up, down,
it was
up, badumping. Down.
Bear in mind, the pavement, yeah, as you walk past the bench, it goes out like, it's very uneven.
It has a dip.
It has dips, like five dips.
And when
though.
It dips...
Bro, the bum eyes, dips are with it.
Yeah,
hey, yo.
My eyes were blessed, guys.
Like, for real, for real. I didn't even clock until Danielle said, she was like, hey, yo, she got a nice bum.
I was like, fat, like...
I was like, damn.
Jesus.
No, it was nice and she looked good in the dress and then there was just guys that were walking past and then there was one guy he walked past and just looked at us and was just like
no, literally was just like, guys I really wish I could just do a visual display for you guys. It was honestly too funny, like we were dying.
It was so weird.
He even had the briefcase, guys.
He was in a suit, suited up with a briefcase, and he's just walking, and as he gets right in front of us, he just turns his head full 90 degrees, yeah, and he's just like, wait, be quiet so they can hear this, yeah. He's just like I'm just like, okay. I didn't know we were chilling with unknown tea. I didn't know personally, but it's crazy. But that's the trauma story. I still don't think I've recovered.
I think I've recovered.
Yeah, because you're just fucking laughing at it now.
Yeah, no, I'm not laughing at the fact that lady probably did get hurt. Like, I do wish, like, literally today, all I was searching was if, like, something happened, but it wasn't coming up, so I guess nothing happened. Or I guess the police didn't go. But, like, I
you know, not every police call becomes a news story.
I know, but, like, I just wanted to see, like, what if it did? And, like, what if they were, like, we're, like, telling witnesses to come forward. Like, I'd be first on the chat because I witnessed the whole thing. It was like a whole movie to me.
No, bro, it actually felt so...
I was taking
in details. It felt so fake. Yeah. Like, it actually didn't feel like it happened. But, yeah, anyway, guys, please look after the peoples.
Yeah.
If you know anyone in a situation who's, you know, that just help people, okay? Help people, help people. As for the police, you're incompetent.
Innit?
Do better. For the Tories, if I hit any more cuts to the police, I swear to God, me personally.
I honestly don't get how that makes sense.
I'll walk into the Houses of Parliament and I'll do up a Guy Fawkes and I'll make sure it's done correctly.
Yeah.
I promise. And when someone blows up the Houses of Parliament, use this as evidence. It was me. It was me for real. I can't lie. It was me. All right. Well, anyway, go back to the dilemmas. Going back to the dilemmas.
What a lovely segment that was.
Yeah, what a segment, guys. What a top segment. I'm going to wait until this is at 2022. The segment needs to finish at 2022. So 3, 2, 1. Okay, so dilemma number 2 has come in from a male friend of mine. This is coming from a male, you know. Obviously, the numbers definitely suggest that this is a podcast more for the women's.
Yeah, but we're very...
We're inclusive.
Yeah.
We're inclusive here, you know, at GDM Productions.
And guys, this dilemma is really a dilemma.
It is a dilemma. It's really a problem.
And I feel like this dilemma might resonate with a few guys out there.
Yeah, so this one's for the Mandizi.
Yeah, a lot of guys do waste their time when it comes to girls.
Mums.
And if you feel like your energy's not being reciprocated...
Leave! Okay, stop now. Anyway, so this dilemma was sent in as a voice note. So me and Danielle, what's the word?
Paraphrasing. Yeah.
There we go. We're paraphrasing. So basically, this guy and this girl talking, you know? So this, I'm told, yeah, that the guy met this girl at the guy's prom.
But the girl did not, you know, go to the school. She was a worker.
She was the worker at the venue of the guy's
which
prom.
Which is wild. That, like...
Well done. Well done.
That's great.
You know, I know this guy. Well done to you. W Movements, you know, to pull it off while she was on shift. I love that for you. But, so yeah, this is happening. They're talking. It's going nice. They go out for a couple of dates. It's cute. Yeah? It's cute. So now, this guy tells me, you know, they're going out nice places. He says that he drops, you know, monies, hunters, you know.
£150
on one date.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's dropping money on this girl. He's dropping cash, trying to impress this girl. And it's going good, whatever. So then he's like, he tells me that the girl's like, after a couple, like, weeks talking, the girl's like, this was during another Valentine, innit? Mm-hmm. That the talking stage was happening. And so the girl is like to the guy, oh, yeah, you know, like Tasha and Andrew, how they got into a relationship really quickly. I'm not saying this is how the girl talks, by the way. This is just me saying that, you know, so it's the girl. So yeah, you know how Tasha and Andrew got in a relationship really quickly? Like, that's what I like. I don't like being stuck in the talking stage for too long.
So, like, obviously, as a guy, you're going to be like, say less.
I ain't trying to, you know, lose you. I ain't trying to, you know, let you escape away. Mm. So he's like, all right, so, well, you don't need to, you know, answer now. But if it was to come down to it, would you be my girl? And then that's what the guy says. The girl's like, what'd she say? She didn't say no. She didn't say no. But it was basically, it wasn't in the effect of, like, I have to think about it.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Which is a no.
Because if you've said, I don't like being in the talking stage for too long, which is dropping a big hint to the guy that you're talking to.
Yeah.
And then he asks you, would you be my girl if
I
asked you?
That's just giving you don't know what you want.
Exactly. That's what it's giving. That, to me, would have been red flag number one. And I would have just ran. I would have cut it off straight away after that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? To me. So, you know, the guy who this, you know, concerns.
A complete hijot.
Yeah, that was a hijot move number one. Okay? You are not a top G.
For that one.
But anyway. But anyway, so then, you know, this happened, this whole debacle of the girl being like, oh, give me time to think about it. This debacle happens a couple weeks before the guy is going on holiday, very far away for a month. He's going away for a month. So he's like, let me not make this official because I'm not going to be able to see you for a month. You know what I mean? That's why he was like, that's why it was a hypothetical situation. Yeah. That's why he was like, oh, when it comes down to it. So I was like, fair. That's fair. You know, you don't want your first month of a relationship to be when the other half is like halfway across the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's very fair. So then the guy's on holiday now, yeah, and the girl talks to him. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, I need money.
Money for what?
Money for what? And so we're told that the girl asked for £35. I forgot what the money was related to.
Something
to do with uni. I don't remember exactly what, but something to do with uni is £35. So the guy's like, £35, that's calm. I can understand that.
Yeah.
If someone asks me £35, it's not a case of I can't do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So £35 is calm. So he gives her the money and she's like, yeah, you know, I'll pay back when I get paid. And then, did he say a week after that?
Mm.
A week after that, the girl cuts it off saying, oh,
I just don't know. Like, I'm not really fine.
I think, you know, we can be friends though. We can be friends though. That's what the girl says.
Friends for what?
Friends for what? First of all, people who do that, suck your mum and her big fat asshole and her big fat head and her big fat ugly pussy or that your fat head came through. Do you know what I mean?
That is so because dumb.
Why? Please let me know where the maths is for you to be like, oh yeah, you know, you really like me. You know, I could have been hurting you in a major way, but like, we can still be friends. Like,
that only, like, it only applies really if, like,
you're leaving a relationship on a cordial terms.
Yeah, and, like, you guys are both cool with it.
Facts.
And I guess he must have been cool with it as well. But, like, either way, like, is she deep in what she did? She finessed the nigga.
She finessed
him. Took his money.
With no intention of paying it back, by the way.
And dips. And it's just not great. Like,
and also, if you're going to do that, why would you not do it for more than £35? Like, £35 is very minuscule.
No, but you can get your, like, nails or lashes done with that.
True, that's probably what it was for. Because I was going to say that as well. £35 is a very odd amount of money to ask for. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it was 50, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But 35, that's definitely for, like, nails or lashes, isn't it?
Yeah.
100%. Or, like, to get her eyebrows done. So, yeah. And long story short, this guy got finessed. And his dilemma from this story, which has taken us 6 minutes to
explain. Sorry, guys. You just need to get a bit
of context. No, but we like telling the stories with, you know, all the trimmings, you know what I mean? Yeah. With all of the gravy
really
and the carrots, you know.
You can
with
be
the
immersed.
Parsnips, with the Yorkshires and that.
Yeah.
We give the stories with the whole sides. You know what I'm saying? So you can fully, yeah, as you said, be immersed in the situation.
In the experience.
Exactly. So then the guy is like, the dilemma that the guy says is, does he go chasing after his money? Not because he needs the money, just because of the principle. The guy got finesse. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, you know, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I can understand why he wants his money back, but I can't, like, he just has to eat it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you have to keep it stepping.
I was actually thinking about it as well. And I was like, you know, you can ask for your money back, because at the end of the day, it wasn't for something that she was going to, like, you know, what do you call it? Spend on herself that she told you about. She said it was for uni. And if it's for uni, that can be easily paid. And furthermore, she did say that she was going to pay the nigga back.
Fact. And also, we were told that this girl in question, her brother plays for Fulham, like the football club Fulham. So he's got money. Her sister has her own business.
And she does hair on the side.
And the girl herself does hair on the side. And she obviously had the job at the venue where they met. So I'm asking in my head, I'm like, wait, so where's all her money going that she needs this £35?
Exactly, that's why I just think it was for nails or something.
It was definitely for something stupid. And anyway, guys, never give people money unless they're your girl.
Yeah.
Or you're, like, romantically.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, if your friends need money, pattern it. But it never give money to people that you're in a talking stage to. That should never happen. And especially for guys, because girls will try and finesse you, especially if they know you have money. Like, me personally, I've been finessed multiple times. I got finessed, like, 2 weeks ago.
It's crazy.
I'll tell you the story.
When I heard the story as well, it was like, even I wouldn't do that. And you guys know from listening to the other podcast.
Please.
How I feel about guys with money.
Facts.
At any given time, when you feel like you can, try and take some money. But I wouldn't, I don't
You're
feel like...
You're such a greedy, bro. You're such a bird.
This isn't the right policy. It's not the right principle. She went about it in a wrong type of way. Like, you could literally just normally, just ask like a normal route, like... human being.
Yeah,
be a
can
pigeon.
I have money to get my nails
done?
Yeah,
because like, most likely if a guy likes you, he's
probably
going to
yes,
give you that
like,
money.
Exactly.
Like, you don't need to go through the corners. You don't need to...
You just need to talk to him directly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's very easy. It's very easy. And for the girl, you're an L girl.
Isn't it?
To the guy, you're more than welcome to send her this segment so that she can get cussed out.
For real.
Because she is dumb and very stupid. But for the women, if you want to finesse a guy... we could definitely make an episode about how to finesse a guy.
Yeah, 100%. It's very
easy. Because we've made an I've made an episode of how to trap a fuckboy. That's very different. How to finesse a guy is very different to how trapping a fuckboy.
And
what I mean?
Like, when you're finessing a guy, you need to think about it as, does this guy, it's not even like, does he deserve it? Because, like, you know, some guys, like for example, this dilemma, I can tell that this guy really didn't deserve to be finessed like he did. But some guys do. So...
I can understand why you want to finesse a guy. But to be honest, the motive doesn't even matter to me. If you do something well, the motive doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Like, if like, someone got finesse and they was... You know, like, what was the person on Netflix? The
Oh, what's that?
Tinder Netflix? Swindler.
Yes.
The Tinder Swindler. This man, I don't care about his motives because he finessed them so perfectly.
No, but it was so dumb as well. So
the girls are very stupid on that. But,
honestly.
But, like, the Tinder Swindler swindled everyone perfectly. Yeah. So I don't even question his motives because he... If you're going to be a dickhead, at least be a dickhead with efficiency.
Yeah.
With a plan. Do you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? That's what it all comes down to for me personally. But long story short, the answer to the dilemma in this case, should you go for your money back? No.
Yeah.
Just take that out.
I think
just
you need
take
to take it because, like, for you to go back and be like, I need my money back.
Yeah.
It's just, nah.
Over £35 as well. Like, I know who this guy is. You can get that money.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be blessed with that money. Trust me. You don't even have to work for it. It will come to your lap very easily. Mm-hmm. Very easily. Do you know what I mean? So, and the story about when I got finessed, please, this was literally 2 weeks ago. This girl might be listening, but to be honest, you finessed me. I don't care. So basically, me and Nolene are at the... We're at the club.
The club partying, guys.
Yeah, so Nolene gets the first round of drinks for me and Nolene. And then I was like, oh, like, I'll get the second round, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, because the bar was busy. I didn't want us to be both... Like, we were together, innit? Like,
yeah.
We were going to the bar together. So I was like, let's not both wait individually. Let's just get our drinks together.
Yeah.
And then she was like, okay, fine. I'll pay for the first one. I'll pay for the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So then I do that, and then... We get the first round of drinks, everything's fine. We go for the second round of drinks, and someone who was in school with me, who knows Nolene, comes and is with us at the bar. I'm like, okay, whatever, we're just talking, waiting for our drinks. And then she's like to me, oh, can you add my drink onto your order so I don't have to wait for the like barman to talk to me so that, you know, it's just done quicker and then I'll send you the money. I'm like, okay, whatever, like, calm. So then we add her drink onto the thing, onto the order. I pay, you know. Using my card.
Yep.
Yeah, and I never see that money. And but to be honest, like the money, it was like £5.56.
But that's a lot for a drink.
It's a lot for a drink, but. Like, so it's not a lot of money. It's not like I'm crying. It's not like my bank account. It's the principle of it.
Like, if you say you're going to pay someone back, you have
If you were just like, oh, can you add my drink to your order? I still probably would have said yes.
Yeah.
I still probably would have said yes. You know what I mean? So, and the thing is as well, she was like, oh, yeah, just send me your details in the morning after I already did. So you're not even embedding yourself into this lie that you're about to do. Because you have no intention of paying me back.
Wait, so did you send the details?
I sent her the details the next morning because I just thought she was asleep. So I sent it to her. And then she just... I never heard from her again. I was just like, I ain't gonna double text her. Do you know what I mean? It's over £6. Yeah. So I was like, I don't care. We'll keep it stepping. But just the principle, if you're listening to this, you're a dickhead again. You're a dickhead. You're a waste man. And God will punish you. The world will punish you. Yeah. You're lucky I'm not currently manifesting your downfall because me,
when he manifests something, it actually comes true.
Shit is crazy. Because the other day I was talking to my mum and my dad, and I was like manifesting basically that my favourite teachers will at some point come back into my life. Do you know what I mean? My favourite teachers from school.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly my English teachers. Miss Lil, you know. Combined both of her names. Miss Hill and Miss Bisley. Those are my two favourite teachers of all time. You know what I mean? They're my greatest teachers. I was like, I'm telling you, I'm manifesting that they come into my life at random moments. And the very next day, yesterday this happened, the very next day I see her just chilling in South Woodford, bro.
It's crazy.
With her daughter, and I just see her. So that's crazy. Miss Busy, if you're listening to this, I love you and I miss you. You know what I mean? I love you. That's all I want to say. I want to confess my undying love for you.
It's crazy.
Nah, I'm missing. I'm pretty sure she's married happily. I mean, she does have a daughter.
But would that stop you, though?
Nah, never. What did Jeezy say in that song with Tinashe?
You're unhinged.
I don't think he said that.
No, but I'm saying it. You're unhinged.
He said, I don't give a fuck if you got a man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So
that's
anyway.
Energy for real. Energy.
Would you actually get with like someone who's like that though? Like what? Like be in a serious relationship with someone who's like who stole you from your guy. So say you're in a relationship, No, I wish you could see the look my sister gave me. I just clocked what I just said.
No, guys, let's deep the question. No. I'm asking the audible listeners. Guys.
No, I'm asking you, bro.
Okay, he's gonna ask me, but guys, think about it as well. If you're a woman, or even if you're a man.
Yeah. So if a guy, is like you're in a relationship, So say make a name for this boyfriend of yours.
Okay, my boyfriend's name is Jamie.
Jamie. So say this Jamie, you're in a relationship, everything's fine. And then this other guy who wants you.
The Quavion.
The Quavion's like, I can't lie, I'm feeling you, Like
I've been feeling you
for time. Man's trying to take you out and you're like, nah, sorry, I can't do that. You know, I got man's babes. And, you know, the Quavion's like, hey, bro, I don't care. You know, I don't give a fuck if you got a man.
Them type of guys actually need to be either locked up in jail or needs like serious head because it's one or the other.
That spectrum is crazy.
No, because one of them is like if you're actually a collapse as in a zero on the scale of beautiful and just collapse and you're a zero and you're telling me that you don't give a hell that I have a man and you're looking like.
Roasted meat.
Yes. Then just you need jail time.
You need to just go under the jail.
Yeah. You need to have shame.
You have shame.
And also be realistic.
Yeah. Be realistic.
Look at yourself in the mirror.
You think you're gonna come and talk to this baddie? Whilst you're looking like a piece of roasted meat.
But the ones that are applying pressure and they're fine as well, it's a bit of a sticky one. I would say me as a girl, like I would never cheat, but you know. Shut up. I would never cheat. But you
she
know,
hasn't cheated before. I'm just laughing.
I've never cheated and I never will because I just think that is karma. Do you know what I mean? And
it'll come and get you.
Yeah, it's come.
You saw what happened to, you know.
Yeah.
The person who cheated on me.
Yeah.
You saw what happened.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
Please, it's crazy. It is very
so,
crazy.
Yeah,
so.
No, like, but then, like, it's a thing where it's like, if at some point. This is a question. I'm not saying this is what I would do, but if at some point, guys, I'm asking you, if at some point you and your Jamie broke up, who are you considering next? You're going to have a break, but who are you considering next?
The Quavion. I hear it. So you're saying you wouldn't necessarily end the relationship.
I would never end a relationship over a man.
If the contract, say your contract, you know, I'm talking about this in football terms.
Yeah.
Say your contract with your club expires. you're looking at Daquavion as your next destination, is
yeah, and it doesn't have to be the destination doesn't have to be pronto after your
you might have a season in free agency.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I hear it.
But that's just me. I mean, you know, some other people might just be like, fuck that, like, let me cheat on my man with this Daquavion guy. And you know, Kama will come and get you.
I mean, I guess. Do you think it's ever right to cheat? Like, do you think there's ever any situations where you can cheat?
I feel like maybe no.
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 Really?
No, but then I'm trying to think, what if, like, you're in a relationship and the person who you're trying to break up with is completely in denial and you're you just need to, like, prove a point.
So you're saying that you would if it was...
No, I would never personally...
But if it ever came down to it, like, you're trying to break up with someone, they were just never getting the hint. Like, you'd be like, I don't want to be with you.
Yeah, like, look, like, I literally fucked someone else. Like, deal with it.
Like, somebody else had their tip inside me.
Yeah, how'd you feel? And if they were like, I don't care, I still love you, then actually I need to run away.
Imagine they were like, nah, babe, you should have recorded it for me, right?
Like, I should have been there. Where was my
I was just sat there watching, babes. You could have told me, bro. Hey, yo, man. Like, hey, that would have been prime time.
Oh, that's nasty.
Nah.
Man.
You know that? But anyway, so yeah, so more of the story, guys. Don't cheat. More of the story, guys. Women are finessers. Don't trust women. More of the story, guys. Don't give money to people that aren't, you know.
Yeah, don't be your dumb. Significant other. Don't be dumb.
Yeah, just be very wary. Yeah. People are out here to use people.
Yeah, especially in this day and age, guys.
I also have something to say. Also, we've spoken about like two dilemmas in this podcast because of the trauma story and because of our waffling in general. It probably will just be two dilemmas in this episode. But I've got something else to say. Yeah. Let me actually make this another segment just for an advert. You know what I mean?
Yeah, have fun.
Advert time.
You know what it's time for, though?
Yeah, you know what it's time for?
Yeah.
It's time for me to make my money. Run me my money.
Money. Money, 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 money.
No. Okay, so guys, basically today, like, I'm going to say something, yeah? This might get me in trouble, like, in future with people that I don't even know. Like, people who currently, I just know their names. So, basically...
I don't even know what he's talking about.
No, she has no clue. She has no clue. So this is a live reaction from Daniela. Because I don't think I've told you. But basically, so, I was in the uni group chat yesterday. You know, I don't even think I said... Results day was crazy. I got sent the wrong results. And then, like, UCAS emailed me after and gave me the right ones. And then it was all crazy. Because I looked at my paper and then I opened my paper in school. And it wasn't the grades that would have got me in. And I was about to cry. Well, not really. But I was upset. I was annoyed. Mm. And then I go to the UCAS website and it's like, you've been accepted into... I'm like, huh? Okay. How's that happening? How's that happen with these grades? Like, the fuck? And then UCAS sent me an email on the Monday after results day. Like, oh, that was an error with your results. Here are your results. I was like, damn. I mean, that makes sense. But damn. Like, anyway. So that went well. I'm going to Birmingham, guys. Woo! Clap for me. Yay.
That sounds nasty. Don't say that.
I mean... Still clap for me. Yeah. Still clap for me. Hey, yo. But yeah, so we're chilling, you know, in the group chat, you know, talking as it is. And then people, like, obviously adding everyone, like, who's in the group chat so that they're on their personal snaps. So this girl adds me from the group chat and, you know, nothing happens yesterday. And then today I wake up and we're just talking, having a normal conversation. Yeah, normal conversations, whatever. Like, oh, what course are you doing? You know, what did you do? Blah, blah, blah. Were you excited about all of this type of stuff? So then it gets to like 5-6 o'clock and I'm like, okay, Gideon, you know, maybe get out of bed. Because I've been in bed the whole day. So I'm like...
5-6 in the PM?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, bear in mind, I wake up at 2. So that's not a lot. That's like waking up at 9 and getting out of bed at 11. Like, it's not that deep. But I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe get out of bed, Gideon. Like, maybe get out of bed. So I'm like, okay, fine. I get out of bed and I do my day. Obviously, you know me, podcast having... Business having, you know, writer, you know, just everything me.
He's got a lot going on.
Man. I got a lot going on. Serious candidate, serious man. Do you know what I mean? So I'm a very busy guy, which is why, you know, my replies, they're not the best. Are they the best, Daniela?
No, he actually takes the piss.
No, I do take
the piss. Guys, he takes the piss.
Like, if I open my snap right now in front of you, scream. But it's actually not out of hate. And it's actually from a place of love.
I actually don't want to hear it.
No, shut up. No, let me explain.
No, because you're actually waffling for 2 minutes, you've waffled. But can I just say this one thing? guys, you know them people that like have birth like notifications on their Snap? There's actually, I mean, yeah, unless you're depressed, there's literally no reason that you should have that many notifications. Like, just open it.
No.
Even if you don't reply, just air it. Just
no.
Does that not physically piss you off seeing, like, for me, I cannot even have one or two.
No, but
there,
my phone's like, always on, like, the equivalent of Do Not Disturb. So the notifications doesn't show
up.
Yeah,
it's not even that, but like when you go on Snap and you see it, okay, start from the bottom and then go.
No, but I talk to the people that I talk to, in my life.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, that's right. I talk to the people that I talk to in my life, and obviously that takes up like the first screen, and I just don't scroll down because I'm never on Snap for that long. Do you know what I mean? Like, I talk to the people that I want to talk to and I come off the app. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Or I post what I want to post and I come off the app. And the reason why I don't open it and just leave people unopened, because first of all, that is, I think, a lot ruder than being left undelivered.
Yeah, true. But
yeah, and then also, like, if it takes me 2 days to get around to opening your thing, yeah, it took 2 days, but I'm still going to give you, like, I'm going to wait until I have the time to actually give you the reply that you deserve. If I'm in a rush and I'm rushing and you're telling me, like, something that's really important to you, and I'm just like, oh, give me a sec, I'm busy, and then I reply in, like, 10 seconds because I am busy and I don't give you a good reply, then you're going to cry and be like, oh, he gives shit replies. So you can't win.
No, but you know what it is? It's like, you know, if you post on your story, you have to be ready for interaction and like people to just...
Yeah, I'm ready for interaction. So just, that's fine.
Just air it.
But I deal with all the interaction before I go to bed. That's when I talk to people. So then, anyway, sorry. It gets to around like 5-6 o'clock and then I stopped talking to this girl from the uni group chat, yeah? Because obviously I was busy. I was doing everything else I was doing. And then at like 9, I post the thing for the podcast, you know, people sending their dilemmas, yeah? I put the thing in for the podcast. I post that. So she's like to me, she swipes up to that. She's like, ah, so you're one of them people that can post but can't talk to me. You know what I mean? I'm just like, yes, I am. what do you want me to do? Like, I mean, yes, I'm a busy guy. So yes, that's what I said. And then she's like, oh, like, I'm like, are you mad? Like, because her energy shifted, like, she was giving 1-2 word replies. I was like, I guess. She's like, I'm like, are you mad? She's like, nah, I barely know you. I have no reason to get mad. I'm like, exactly. So what is this?
It's like she's trying to convince herself. That's what most girls do.
I'm like, so what is this? And then I'm like, and then she's like, oh, yeah, I don't have a problem with you being busy. My issue is you posting on your story and then not even telling me, oh, I'm busy. I'm like, but if I'm not answering you, then you know I'm busy.
Yeah, but then you posted on your story.
About what, Daniela?
I don't know.
My podcast.
Oh.
Which meant I was working.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what I posted about, because I'm sorry, chats and stories are two different functions because they're two different things.
Yeah,
if I want to post something and watch people's stories. So you're telling me you've never watched anyone else's story on Snapchat whilst you had chats, like...
Mm.
Yeah. So she's saying if you've got a chat, you should at least reply to everyone and say you're busy. If I have to reply to everyone every time I'm busy, I'm not getting anything done. Do you know what I mean? Shit doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
Bear in mind, I've known this. I've been talking to this girl for less than a day. Yeah, and she was like, yeah, I just, you know, for me personally, you know, I draw the line. Draw the line when? I didn't ask where you drew the line. This is not art class. Okay. This is not art. I didn't personally ask.
Why is she doing too much? Like, you barely know the guy. Just like,
thank you. Like, and even if that's an issue, just keep it to yourself. After one day, personally.
No, that's like the type of thing. It's like, if someone did that to me, yeah, I'd like pick up on it. But that's like a mental note. Like,
exactly.
Yeah,
it's a mental note.
It's like something, oh, yeah, no, now I know that.
Exactly.
Like, but maybe I might not be friends with them because of that, but it's a mental note. You're not going to, that's just creating unnecessary problems.
Like, yeah, facts. I'm just like,
and no one actually asked.
Now I don't want to talk to her at all and I barely even know her. Because
exactly.
You're very unserious. And then also, I'm sorry. But it actually just, I was just like, I can't win, as I said before. I can't win. Because if I reply to people and I give them a bit dead replies because I'm busy, people will shout at me.
You
give dead replies.
The fact that you kind of put yourself in this mess because you're such a great advisor that most people are coming to you with their problems.
Facts.
And then it's like you can't really just do a 2-2 or yeah, nah, nah, it's not that deep. You have to actually listen to it, and that's so long. That's why you should just like worry about yourself.
Mums.
Worry about yourself, right?
Mums. Because I actually used to, you know, talk to everyone on my Snap, give people like advice every single day. I'd spent like hours and hours a day, like during lockdown. I think it was like 14 hours a day on Snap. Do you know how crazy that is?
That's crazy.
Do you know how mad that is? So no wonder I was fucking depressed. That's crazy. 14 hours a day. That's actually not healthy.
Yeah, that is not.
And bear in mind, it was like 4 hours a day on TikTok as well. So it was just snapping TikTok. I was like, damn. But anyway, that's the story I wanted to say. If you're in a similar situation to that girl, like you're talking to someone that's new and they do that, never bring that up the first time.
In it? Because then they're just going to be like, wow, I need energy to speak to
exactly.
You.
And I'm sorry, I don't have that energy. I don't even know who you are. Do you know what I mean? Like if Tanisha was like to me, like, I can understand why Tanisha would be mad if I did that.
Mm.
Because that's my best friend. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
and that's like a flip because it's like if you normally reply.
Yeah,
like
if we're talking all the time.
Yeah.
And now I'm not talking, but I'm posting. I can understand why she'd be mad. But someone who's been in my life for one day. I literally, on Thursday, I did not know she existed on this planet.
You need to tell her, babe, you're too demanding. You need to cool down.
Like, actually calm down.
Find your place.
Mums.
Sorry, that was a bit rude.
No, it was not rude. It's exactly the energy I want to give.
Yeah.
Pipe down. Pipe down.
For real.
Also, if it is that big of an issue, just don't talk to me. I promise I won't cry.
Mm-hmm.
I promise I won't miss you. I promise my life will be just fine. I actually promise. But anyway, that is going to be it for today, guys. Daniel, do you have anything to plug for the people?
Not really.
Your TikTok. You know... Plug your TikTok. Your TikTok's been good recently.
Is it? Guys, can I just...
Compared to everything else you do.
Yeah, no, because I don't really post in the social media is like that. So, my TikTok is...
Let me see.
I don't want to say the name.
I'll say it. Okay, fine. Then don't get the listens and don't get the
guys,
views.
Honestly,
it's fine.
Like when I post my TikTok, I don't actually care about the views and that. So like, I'm just really doing it for the environment and the community. So they.
And
like,
can you let the people know where you record your TikTok space exclusively?
In my brother's room.
Why?
Because that is such a nice air and space.
Shut up. Every day I'll be at work, I'll come back and then I'll just
if
see
I
on her
speak
story.
To you on a regular, you know that I'm always in his room.
Bruv, it's so annoying. Like I'm just like, just don't go in my room when I'm not there. It makes no sense to me, bro. Like, just it's my space.
Yeah, 100%.
And then she's like, oh, when you're at uni, Deanna's gonna move in. Deanna, my younger sister, like the youngest. She's like, yeah, Deanna's gonna move into your room. Shut up, bro.
Well, you can't do
like I ain't coming down every month, bro.
Don't do that.
Okay, fine.
Stay in your place.
Visit.
Go back to where you came from. You monkey.
You currently look like a fucking yeti and you're talking to me like
this.
In
the comfort of my own home.
Okay, and you still look ugly.
Yeah, in my own home.
Yeah,
who
but
am
you're
I
ugly.
Looking nice for?
Yourself?
Nah, not in my
Did
own.
Did you not say at the beginning of the episode when we were talking about Nadine's dilemma? What did you say?
No, because the thing is,
what did
even
you say?
Though I look like this, I still look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, I'm so fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
I'm so fine.
Someone needs a trip to the
opticians.
There's
honestly anyway. Something. There's something.
Yeah, shush.
Wait, listen. There's something. Guys, can I tell you one thing before we end this
bro,
podcast?
Bro, we always do this, bro. We're like, yeah, bye, guys.
No, but listen.
10 minutes later.
No, but we'll end this podcast by 15 minutes, okay?
It's at 10 right now. Go on.
Okay, so one thing I'm going to say is that Gideon's already done a podcast on self-love, but I must emphasize that when you look at yourself in the mirror, you actually have to think you're the sexiest person in the fucking world.
No, you
otherwise,
actually do.
No one's actually going to find you sexy, and you don't really need to care about anyone finding you sexy anyway because you have yourself. But, like, if you want, like, if you want to give off energy that you're, you know...
Sexy. You need to believe it.
You need to actually believe
it. You need
it.
To believe
it.
You need
at
to...
Yourself.
No, facts.
So,
I did say this in my self-love podcast.
Is it Nadine or Nadine?
Nadine. It's because, you know, she actually knows Nadine's name, but she actually just says Nadine.
Yeah,
like,
now it's
all
like
the time.
Programmed in my mind. To
fucking
say,
like, stupid.
So
girl,
yeah, man. Whatever her dilemma was, not even a dilemma. It's honestly,
it's not a problem.
It's something that you should take away.
Keep
with
doing
you,
babes. Yeah, you. That's the end goal. That's yeah, where you want to be.
That's what you want to be.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know. Doesn't matter if your booty fat.
wait.
I need to know that. We need to say that whole thing. We need to say that whole thing. Is that what was the question? Is that black or white girls?
Yeah.
It's like. I need to rep that. I need to find that. I'm going to find that. I'm going to find it. Yeah. And I'm going to post it on my Snap story for everyone
don't
who's
matter,
on my Snap.
You, don't matter if your booty fat or flat.
I mean, no.
You know where I'm at.
No.
That's
no.
What he said.
No, he said... No, he said something along the lines of, it doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. As long as your booty fat, you know where I'm at. That's
yeah.
How it ended. But I don't know what the first line was. But anyway, now we're going to end this episode. You know, episode 30, guys, you know, very emotional. But
yeah.
only 20 episodes until 50. Do we think we'll be reaching 50 episodes by the new year?
Yeah.
Is there even 20 weeks left in the year? No, there's 12.
Oh, so what? Two episodes a week.
You actually think I'll do that?
Yeah.
I'm moving into uni, love. When do you think I've got time to do that?
Well, when will that? How does that stop you from living your best life?
It's not going to stop me from living my best life. It's going to stop me from recording two podcasts a week. No, but
this is kind of your best life.
Well, me recording podcasts is my best life.
With me?
I think I had more fun, you know, recording with, like, Lua, you know.
Wow, off. Crazy. You know what? I'm not even going to be upset.
Because... Oscar. You know,
now you're dragging it.
That's really rude.
Oh, Jakey, that's boys, really
rude. I can't believe you said that. I can't believe you said that.
Well, guys, I do think we should wrap it up, though.
We've been saying this for the last, like, 10
No,
minutes.
We'll actually wrap it up now.
Yeah, we'll actually wrap it up now. Right, anyway. You're saying, like, you got something to say. What is it, Daniela?
To those people that listen to the podcast as soon as it comes out, we actually have a special place in our hearts.
For that is so true. That is so true.
Because it's so nice. You know, we upload it and you literally
straight away, and then you're talking to us about it. It's very cute. It's really nice. And for the people that repost it, for the people that, you know, share it to a friend of a friend of a friend.
Do you know what this sounds like? You know them YouTube videos when they hit a milestone and they're like, honestly, guys, I don't know where I'd be without you guys. Like, I just bought my new
Tesla. I know where I'd be without these guys.
Where would you be?
You know, probably right here where I'm at now. I can't lie. Nothing would change.
What was the purpose of saying that? Exactly.
You said... Okay, bye guys. Until next time, guys. Don't die, don't commit suicide, and peace.